U.S. manufacturers urged the Bush administration again yesterday to reverse its strong dollar policy, which they say is hurting exports, crimping profits, and costing jobs. The value of the dollar has risen nearly 30% since 1997 against a wide range of currencies. That's made U.S. goods less competitive in world markets. NPR's John Idstey reports.
American manufacturers have been pressuring the Bush administration since it took office to engineer a decline in the value of the dollar. Members of the National Association of Manufacturers were at it again yesterday. Don Wainwright, chairman and CEO of Wainwright Industries, a parts supplier for big multinationals like Caterpillar, said the strong dollar is hurting his company.
We can't make parts in the United States because we can't compete with the European price.
W.R. Timken, whose company produces bearings and steel, said the strong dollar is making the current recession in U.S. manufacturing even worse.
The Timken company certainly is enjoying a lower level of businesses today than we would have with a weaker dollar. And as a result, we're producing less, and as a result, fewer people are working fewer hours.
The current strength of the dollar has been a big surprise, especially to economists. Most would have predicted that a slowing economy, falling interest rates, and a record trade deficit would have led to a declining dollar as investors sold their U.S. holdings and looked for more promising places to put their money elsewhere in the world. But that hasn't happened, says Laura DeAndrea Tyson, dean of the Haas School of Business at the University of California, Berkeley.
Even though the economy has become weaker itself, relative to its past, it hasn't become noticeably weaker relative to the alternatives investors have around the world. So the relative strength of the U.S. economy is still there. And number two, the long-term strength of the U.S. economy is still there. So even if there's a short-term weakening, investors looking over several years are going to say, I'd rather stay in the dollar and in dollar assets.
And there are some benefits that flow from a strong dollar. Imported parts used in production are cheaper, and consumers pay less for everything from clothes to cars, so the economy as a whole benefits from lower inflation. Tyson, who was White House economic advisor during the Clinton administration, argues it's best to let the market determine the dollar's value.
And I really think it would be ill-advised for the U.S. government to do anything to try to affect the value of the dollar.
Wells Fargo economist Sungwon Son agrees.
I would not recommend government doing anything to depreciate, to lower the value of the dollar. You know, let the market decide, and whatever the market decides, that is the correct level of the value of the dollar.
But C. Fred Bergston of the Institute for International Economics has a different view.
It is ridiculous to say that the market always decides the level, or that whatever level the market decides is correct. You may remember back in the middle 1980s when the dollar had gotten, again, way overvalued, huge U.S. trade deficit. Secretary Baker and the G7 signaled to the markets that they wanted the dollar to come down. They actually sold some dollars. The dollar dropped 50% in 2 years.
And Bergston argues the Bush administration has several options for easing the dollar to a lower level.
One is to simply stop saying strong dollar, talk about a sound dollar, or just make no comments, in which case you would change the signals to the market, and the market itself would begin to sell dollars to some extent.
The administration could also begin intervening directly in the currency markets to move the dollar lower. It could finesse that policy shift, says Bergston, by claiming the move was aimed at strengthening the euro, which has been a much weaker currency than most had expected. The Bush administration, however, seems in no mood to take that advice. It reaffirmed its strong dollar stance yesterday. But the pressure from U.S. manufacturers appeared to have some effect in financial markets as the dollar slid to a 3-week low against the euro. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.